Hey, this is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood, and we've been talking with Dave Kane and Corey Alexander down here in Greensboro at the Greensboro Coliseum, site of the 57th annual ACC tournament. We were just talking moments ago about some of the keys to the game between Boston College and UVA, and the game is tomorrow at 12 noon. Hobbo, turn it to you. What are the thoughts?
Well, you know, you got to make shots. Get good shots, shot selection. I think the key, you know, Corey's the analyst, but I think for Virginia all year long, you got to make free throws, rebound, play some defense. Don't turn it over. You know, and, play execution, I guess, is the key from that standpoint. But I was also, go ahead.
I was just going to say, tomorrow's, it's imperative Virginia's offensive scheme develop some points right away. Where are those points going to come from when Virginia's on offense?
We've been asking that for the last 2 months. You know, I mean, when you look at it, I mean, we're definitely the last month. But honestly, at this point, you know, you really have to look at Jerome Yancey as Virginia's focus. He's been the guy that, I mean, he's shot
steady
80% over the last three or four games. He's been unbelievable in the post, 6-for-6 against Boston College in the first game. And, you know, I'm screaming from the sidelines, get him the ball. I mean, when a guy hasn't missed, you know, Jim will tell you, if your guy hasn't missed, he's got to continue to get opportunities.
He's missed one shot in the last two games.
Yeah, I mean, so when you look at that, he's a guy that's got to get touches. And, you know, he has he really does have an advantage, especially the way he's been playing recently, over any of Boston College's bigs. I mean, whether it's Southern or Trapani that has to guard him.
Yeah, I go back to his decision not to redshirt when he first got there. You look, if he had one more year, he could become a very functional post player. Not that he's not already, but guys, the tournament as a whole, now I'm sure you're going to, you know, we all hope that Virginia's cutting down the nets Sunday afternoon, but assuming that's not the case, do we see Duke, Maryland on Sunday? What do you guys see in the tournament?
Well, you know, what I'm looking to see, honestly, and people are going to think I'm crazy, and that's not the first time people have thought that, I honestly am looking to see what North Carolina does in this tournament. I have them as a sleeper. They have Georgia Tech to start off. They can beat the Georgia Tech team. After that, I believe they play Virginia Tech, who they've already beaten this year. And, you know, it would be very difficult for them to win four games.
Well, they would have Maryland Friday.
Oh, okay, it would be Maryland. Okay, well.
Now, you were a guard. Do they have good enough guard play to win four straight days?
I don't think they have good enough guard play to win four straight days. But I think that they're playing much better at this point of the season. And they have that attitude of, what do we have to lose? And when you look at that, especially the way they just got pounced by Duke, you know, they still have something to prove. I mean, you know, that's a very proud tradition, a very proud program, and those guys are catching it from all ends. You can only imagine their alumni and, you know, everything, their ex-players and how they're looking at these guys. And this is the first North Carolina team that won't go to the NCAA tournament in who knows how long.
And not one player on the ACC top teams.
Not one,
which has never happened.
Yeah, and, you know, Ed Davis would have been there more than likely had he finished the season, but, of course, by getting injured, he's not there. And so, you know, when you have to see the guys all summer that they have to deal with, all the pros coming back and all the pressure that's on these guys to be successful, they're still playing for something. And that's the question that you asked about Virginia. Are they playing for anything, or are they ready to pack it up? And I believe that Carolina is still playing for something, and they could make a run in this tournament.
No, I think they will play very well tomorrow. I think trying to bounce back from that embarrassment at Cameron Indoor Stadium, the game tomorrow night against Georgia Tech may be one of the better games of the Thursday session. So it should be interesting to watch.
It's going
to
be a Georgia Tech team that's coming out and fighting for their postseason lives, too. I mean,
they absolutely have to win
that basketball game. And, you know, I think it's always one of these things, not always, but certainly some years more than others since I've been here, where it is a bit more open in this tournament field. Because, I mean, you look at it, there's no team that's going to shock you that jumps off the page. Well, maybe there's a couple that if they're winning, cutting down the nets on Sunday. But most of these teams have a legitimate shot. And, you know, I think that's part of the thing that makes this kind of fun more than even other years, and that you just don't know what you're going to see. And, you know, as good as Maryland's been playing of late, if they go against a Florida State team, to me, that can play lockdown defense and finds its shot, and you don't have to be hot if you're Florida State, but if you could bring that lockdown defense and you shut a team down, hey, you can go in this tournament. Yeah. And they're another team I keep an eye on.
And everybody's talking about Duke. And, you know, at the end of the day, Duke is a team that, you know, has won this tournament so many times. I mean, it's to a point now for those guys, it's kind of like, oh, well, another ACC tournament championship. Last year they were able to win it because the Carolina really didn't come in and put up much of a fight. They sat Ty Lawson, and they decided that it wasn't an interest. But for Duke, their focus this year is what they do in the NCAA tournament.
Well, let me ask you in that regard. Does Duke get a number one seed if they don't win the tournament?
I believe they get it regardless. I think they've done enough, and especially with that convincing win against Carolina.
Well, they can't lose in the first round of the tournament.
Well, they're not playing in the first round.
I'm saying their first round game. They can't lose in the quarterfinals. I don't think they get a one seed if they drop their first game.
Well, I mean, if you don't give it to Duke, then you have to go with the question, is it Kansas State? I doubt it. The only other team now that you really can consider would be West Virginia. And, of course, playing in a Big East tournament where there are 1,000 different teams.
Well, it just depends what teams are doing. If Villanova goes through that thing, you're talking very seriously about them. I mean, what are teams going to be doing in their respective conference tournaments at this time of the year? Because, I mean, we talked about it. That Big East tournament, that is a five-round tournament for some of these teams.
But it's only three for the rounds. It's only three for the good teams.
But there are there are a lot of good teams in that conference, and if you make noise and you're a borderline team, suddenly you vault yourself past Duke, in my mind.
We're down to, I think, a minute or two left in this segment. Just quickly, Wake Forest and Clemson, are they already in the NCAA tournament, or do they need to do something here?
I believe that Clemson is in. I believe Wake Forest is staggering in, and I think they're going to have a strong showing here to be able to push themselves over the top to get into the NCAA tournament with the at-large bid. I believe Clemson has pretty much solidified its place, you know, that they will be an at-large team regardless of what happens here.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I was going to say, the other thing that's helping is that some of these number one seeds in the smaller conferences are winning their tournaments, so it's opening things up for these bigger schools.
Yeah, and just looking at Georgia Tech, you know, coming in 7-9, you know, they play the game tomorrow against North Carolina, and then they would play Maryland Friday. I'm not so sure they don't have to win both of those games to get in.
Georgia Tech is last year's Wake Forest. They're the exact same team. They're stumbling down through the end. They have a tremendous amount of talent, but they're not playing well. They lose at home to Virginia Tech to finish the season.
That was a big game for them.
That was a huge game, and that shows you their youth and inexperience and that they're not ready really to be one of those teams.
Well, and there again, I mean, it's guard play. You know, you were a guard. To me, college basketball is about guards. You got to have, and you look at the teams in the ACC that are doing well, they're the teams with experienced guards that are performing. But anyway, guys, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. Hope you get to call a bunch of Virginia games.
Hey, me too. Wahoo!
That would be a great sign, wouldn't it?
It would be. Thank you guys for having us.
But thank you all.
Well, we're headed for our next break here, and we're looking forward to Dan Bonner joining us in just a few minutes, former Wahoo player and a TV analyst. And you're listening to Who's Talking, coming back on the other side about three, 4 minutes.